Act, which is called Personal Digital Personal Data Protection Act. This is not called as Privacy Protection Act. Okay. Digital Personal Data Protection Act currently talks about the obligations of the data fiduciaries. The word data fiduciary itself is a great concept compared to the word data controller used in GDPR, because within that word lies the responsibility of a otherwise data controller as a trustee of the data principle. So therefore, though the act does not say this is a Privacy Protection Act, this is only a Data Protection Act, because the person who is expected to protect the personal data is a trustee, fiduciary, the responsibility for the privacy protection, I think, is to be recognized as a underlying principle in this particular act. I think this is what I look at as the journey of India from a time when Supreme Court started recognizing the non-existence of privacy right in MP Sharma to existence of physical privacy in Karak Singh case and other cases, but subsequently focusing on the concept of information privacy as the main risk to be contended with. And the government responded to this criteria by bringing in this DPDPA 2023.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you make a very clear distinction between India's Digital Personal Data Protection Bill being the digital data, while the EU General Data Protection talking about general data. So it's both personal and physical and all other forms of data. So that's very interesting. But I also have seen that in the DPDP, they don't talk about sensitive data, which was the case in the IT Act. Do you have a view on or opinion on that?
See, ITA 2000 has been a data-centric law. Okay. So they use the word sensitive data. Now what has happened is this particular act is looking at the organization which is processing the data as the object of this particular regulation. So they may look at defining a significant data fiduciary. At that time, they will take into account whether a data fiduciary is processing a sensitive personal data or ordinary data. So instead of defining data as sensitive and non-sensitive, and then say that whoever is handling sensitive personal data will be having additional obligations, responsibilities, what this act may try to do is we will focus on the organizations and we will distinguish organizations which carry higher risk to privacy for various reasons. We will define them as significant data fiduciaries who will have this additional responsibilities like the DPO, DPIA, data audit, and other things. So I think the same objective may be perhaps achieved by a different means, by shifting the focus to classification of the data fiduciaries rather than classification of the data.
So that's interesting. So in your opinion, the sensitive data or sensitive personal data objective will be achieved by classifying the data fiduciary as significant. So all hospitals or healthcare companies would be classified like that, assumingly, and many others. And then you'll achieve the same objective in the end, but without burdening the usual companies with the responsibility of having to segregate data into sensitive personal data and personal data. So that will be very interesting if it happens in time. Now, the DPDP is here, and already we are talking about this slight talk last few weeks back. There was a talk about Artificial Intelligence Act also, because one of the ministers talked about. Is there something being contemplated on artificial intelligence also?
See, because this act, DPDPA, focuses on digital personal data, it is automatically taking into account the what GDPR calls as automated processing, because all data covered by DPDPA is automated processed. Okay, without the use of a computer, it doesn't become a digital data. Therefore, use of computer is there. Now, the computer, whether it's used at the base level, where a programmer says something for the computer to do and that executes, which is the, let's say, base level of programming, which all computers do. Or the software is sophisticated enough to be classified as an artificial intelligence. Say, ultimately, artificial intelligence is also software. Okay, the instructions are given. The instructions include instructions to correct the code based on the observations. It is like a lathe or something like that, which has a sensor, and based on the sensor input, the lathe may get adjusted in terms of its position and other things. So that we don't formally recognize as artificial intelligence. It is a simple techno, software issue kind of a thing. So we feel that the requirement of artificial intelligence to some extent is already there in Indian law, because what Information Technology Act did was they introduced one very neglected section called Section 11, where they said that the activity of a system which gives out an automated decision is attributed to the person who causes that device to behave in the particular fashion, which means that the owner of the software is responsible for the action of the software. This is embedded in Information Technology Act as if it is a part of the contract regulation. Because of that, if there is an AI algorithm and it does some automated decision making, the responsibility and accountability for that automatically lies with the owner of the AI algorithm.
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.